I'm with Catherine Robinson, also known as the Sorceress on Twitter, at the Social Media in Recruitment Conference. Catherine, we had a really interesting talk from you, and the Twitter stream was just very complimentary about the tools that you were talking about. You use a lot of different tools to source online, and they all look fairly straightforward. I don't do them myself, but they're all available, and they're not too complicated. So why is it that recruiters aren't using these tools?
I think a lot of recruiters are put off maybe by a perceived time investment. I think it looks like everything I was talking about is just going to take up your entire day, and you wouldn't have time to do any actual recruiting, getting on phone and scheduling interviews for people. But I think really it's something that you can do just a tiny bit of every day. I mean, at the end of the day, these candidates don't know you're doing it. You could be doing 5 minutes or an entire day of this stuff and nobody need even know. So it's not like you're going to mess anything up by giving it a try. But I think it looks like it's going to be a huge commitment. It looks like, perhaps you're going to need to, put a lot of effort into the initial research before you get any results out. But really, you can just give it a go. Try looking for a few people. Maybe just find 5 people and try calling them up. And that needn't take very long at all. And once you've got a feel for it, you can get an awful lot out of just kind of half an hour a day.
And do you have specific tools that are more useful than others that you get more success from?
I think it'd be remiss of me not to big up LinkedIn here, because it hit 100 million users a couple of weeks ago, and that's just phenomenal. I mean, I asked everyone in the room who's got a LinkedIn profile, and virtually every hand in the room went up. It's an important tool, and while I think it's not the only tool, don't ignore it, please.
Thanks very much for your time.
No worries.